from today, a new workforce of thousands of nurses could be eligible to be able to do just that. Registered nurses could be able to prescribe. It is subject to completing some further training and having a formal partnership with a GP or an authorised health practitioner. So as Lou on the text line noted before, nurse practitioners can prescribe as well as doctors, dentists, but this time registered nurses could undergo training to do the same thing. And it's all in the interest of addressing the critical GP shortage. If you are a nurse, I'm very interested to hear what you think about this change. If you would be willing to sign up for that training. Rasa Kabila is a nurse practitioner and author and very familiar with Canberra's setting. Rasa, good evening to you.
Thank you for having me here again, Alice.
What do you think about this change?
I think it's wonderful news. I'm over the moon to be able to hear this. You know, we have a huge gap in healthcare at the moment. And so the evidence shows that the wider the scope that health professionals have, the more abilities they have to be able to help the public. And that, of course, is with appropriate training. But I'm really glad to hear this. I think, you know, as a nurse practitioner, I think it's a little bit disappointing in some ways that, you know, nurses have to become nurse practitioners and the idea of being able to prescribe medications.
Yes, as you say, you can already prescribe medications as a nurse practitioner. Though if you weren't, would you be signing up for this additional training to be able to do this?
Absolutely. And as a nurse practitioner, I am a nurse and I was always putting up my hand up to do any kind of training that would help to upskill. And I think, you know, nurses generally get into the role because they really want to be able to help people. And everyone, you know, I'm sure listeners would probably appreciate that when you receive healthcare, generally you will be receiving it from a nurse or, you know, someone from allied health are there at the forefront. So, I think it's a wonderful incentive. I'm really, really glad to hear this is happening.
What do you think it might mean for something like the nurse-led walk-in clinics that we have here in Canberra?
The nurse-led walk-in clinics are one of the best things, I think, to happen in healthcare. And, you know, I'm a Canberran who now lives in regional New South Wales, and I really hope that we see more nurse-led walk-in clinics to be able to bridge those gaps in healthcare. Mm. You know, it will make a huge difference because, you know, I think my understanding at the moment that the nurse-led walk-in clinics is that they maybe have one nurse practitioner on per shift, I think, to be able to prescribe. And so, yeah, I think, you know, nurses are administering and handling medications all the time. They have already existing, training within their qualification to be managing and administering medication. So I think this is just going to make everything easier for everyone. I think it just means that patients can get better care.
Yes, it will have huge benefits to patients. Will it benefit the nurses as well, Rasa? Should this come with a pay rise or something?
I mean, nurses are bleeding hearts. I mean, I think they'll always kind of rise to the challenge and they'll always want to upskill. But I do think that with, these kind of increased responsibilities, there should be incentives, I believe, to be able to support people because, you know, when you do widen your scope of practice, your responsibility does increase. And therefore, I think the pay needs to reflect that. And that's why we can see, you know, in the typical setup with doctors, they get paid substantially for having that responsibility. So I think that is important to do that. I think it does make it a great incentive. I think supporting people to do the training also really helps. I mean, I know for me, growing up in Canberra, you know, now I live elsewhere, but I'm a Canberran through and through, and I'm very fortunate to have had my study supported, and because of that, I did 2 master's degrees, so I think it pays to incentivise things.
Finally, Rasa, do you think there's anything we should be wary of as this change comes through?
No, I don't think we need to be wary of it. And I mean, it may sound biased because I'm a nurse, but I think we're just... This change coming in place is just, it's kind of obvious. I think, especially after the COVID pandemic, we could see, it was already highlighted what were the existing gaps in healthcare, and that just became even more at the forefront when COVID happened. And then so since then, they know now that things have to change. And I think nurses are very respected. They work very conservatively. They have all of their competencies assessed regularly. They're held to this really high standard with their care. So I can see only benefits in this.
Rasa, lovely to hear from you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Alice. Have a great evening.
Same to you. Rasa Kabila there, nurse practitioner, formerly of Canberra, now operating in regional New South Wales, and praising those changes that have come in.